You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And lastly, we're going to look at the Electoral Review Panel, which was appointed by the Minister of Justice in May to lead a review of Aotearoa's electoral law. The independent review will look at election rules such as the voting age and overseas voting funding of political parties. The panel is looking for people to share their thoughts on what could make our electoral system better before it makes its final recommendations to the government at the end of 2023. I spoke to Victoria University student and disability advocate Alice Mander about what the panel is expected to discuss and who they want to hear from.
We're reviewing our electoral system and everything that that means in this panel. So it's kind of like we describe it, a health check for our electoral system. The way that we vote is already changing. We kind of want to ensure that the electoral system reflects these changes, as well as safeguard what's working well and make improvements for current and future generations. So the panel, it has a lot of diverse experience, expertise and views, and it's made up of myself, Maria Barge, Lara Greaves, Robert Pedden, Andrew Geddes and Deborah Hart, and myself. And our job is to hear from New Zealanders and find out kind of what everyone wants for a future democracy and assess that basically. And then to provide recommendations to the government to make the electoral system clearer, fairer and more accessible.
What are some of the key things we can expect the panel to be looking at?
So the review covers basically everything to do with our elections, including, you know, who should have the right to vote. That includes voting disqualification, voting age, how to make the ways that we actually vote more accessible, what rules political parties have to follow, the MMP threshold, parliamentary term. So basically everything. The things that are out of scope are online voting. We're taking for granted that Māori electoral seats will continue, so that's not part of our review. I mean, also local government. So other than those things, we're basically looking at the entire system.
Why is it important for the panel to be hearing from young people in particular?
Young people have often been less engaged, or at least seem to be less engaged in the political system. It's so important that we hear from young New Zealanders about why that might be, you know, what barriers exist, how could it be easier for them, how could they be more engaged. And so, that's basically why it's so important for young people to get involved in this process, to ensure that, you know, as we move forward into the future, we have a system that reflects what young people and what the new generation really want.
As co-president and founder of the National Disabled Students Association, you would have a lot of insight into some of the barriers facing disabled people when it comes to things like voting. Could you speak a bit about what the panel might be looking at in this area in particular?
Yeah, so I think everything that the panel covers is relevant to disabled New Zealanders because, you know, it is such a broad population, and so we're really wanting to hear from disabled people about all issues. But yeah, as you say, particularly any access barriers that may limit participation, either in voting or even in running, in campaigning. And I think one way we're doing that is for some targeted engagement with disabled communities and disabled community groups. But we're also really hoping that individuals come forward as well, and we have accessible formats of our consultation document to facilitate that, which can be found on the website.
Can you walk us through the process of how people could make a submission and what that would involve?
Sure. So a couple of ways to make a submission. So on the electoralreview.govt.nz website, you can find the consultation document as well as a shorter summary and some translations of the document, including accessible formats. So that can be, you know, you can read that for an understanding of the issues. And then we're welcoming submissions on as much or as little as you really want to comment on. So you can either submit through the online form, which is on the website, sending an email through to the email address, which is on the website. And also, if you are wanting to actually talk to us, publicly engage with us, we have a few engagement sessions where we're inviting members of the public to come speak with us. So those are the main ways that members of the public can speak. And then, as I said, we're also doing some targeted engagement with certain groups. And there's two rounds of engagement, so we're really encouraging people to submit during this round, and then after this, which closes in November, we are going to be sort of revealing what we had and creating some interim suggestions and releasing an interim report. And then we'll be going out for consultation again to hear what the public has to say about our report. And then we'll be releasing the final report.
When can we expect potentially major changes to our electoral system to be introduced?
So our final report will come out in November 2023. So the government at that time will, I assume, have, you know, read through it and consider it, and then we'll see changes there. Some of our topics are also undergoing some changes at the moment, so there's a couple of bills going through the House, but we'll still be able to comment on those things.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.